Welcome, listeners. Another episode of Left Off the Dial on Peach City Radio. This is Ian.
And this is Dave. It's episode number 151, to be precise. We've passed that hurdle of 150 finally. It's been dogging us.
And what was Sasquatch, what was it?
Sesquicentennial.
That's amazing. Yeah. Anyways, we're at 151. Welcome, listeners from Penticton and St. John, New Brunswick. Today, we have an exciting show, as we always do.
There's lots going on.
There is. We have an interview later in the show. I'm not going to say too much about it now, but when we get to it, you're going to be like, oh, how cool is that?
Hey, Ian, did you know that Peach City Radio is hiring?
Yeah, I did, actually.
They're hiring. We're hiring. Peach City Radio is hiring a station coordinator.
Yeah, so if you are... If you're interested, is it on our website?
It's on our website. Yep. Look under About and Staff. The posting is there. The posting closes on March 11th, so get your applications in if you're so inclined.
Yeah, and it's got some very specific skills that we're looking for, but it is a great opportunity for somebody.
And you know what else? It's March. You know what that means?
It's beer time.
Microbrews for microphones.
Yes, it was an amazingly good... event last year where we fill up a growler, you get to make a donation to Peach City Radio. The only problem I saw with it was I drank probably way more beer than I would normally drink.
Well, there's no problem because you made extra donations to Peach City Radio.
It was great, but yeah, it's not good for my waistline. Let's start the show off here today with a new band that I just discovered from Winnipeg called Holy Void. The song is called Align.
We'll be right back.
I tell you what, I could use a $3 dinner right about now.
Not too many $3 dinners out there anymore.
Yeah, but I could use one is all I'm saying.
You're hungry.
A little peckish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was Glorious Moon Rockets all the way from Ottawa. They have an EP out recently called More Other Stuff, and that was $3 dinner. Before that, we heard from Calgary's Evan Freeman, the album recently released in 2016 called Luna. That was Science Fiction. And we started that all off with Holy Void from Winnipeg with A Line off their 2015 EP.
All brand, well, very new stuff to us. And
new stuff. That's what we do here.
That was excellent.
We do new stuff here. In fact, next up, we're going to play a couple of surfy rock kind of tunes that came in special delivery all the way from Calgary from our good friends over at CJSW.
So did the Evan Freeman, actually.
Actually, that's true. From our friends at CJSW, world's best community radio station. Aside from Peach City Radio.
Aside from Peach City Radio, yeah.
And we're going to play a couple tunes. Well, I think, yeah, we're going to play a couple tunes. First one is by a band called The Special Edisons. And I think it's a self-titled album.
And it's called Ink Hat.
That's the tune.
Yes.
And let's see if we can go catch a wave here on Left Off the Dial. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, listeners. That was a little Lieutenant Frank Dickens with a song called We Don't Have to Lie.
I got to tell you, that reminded me a lot of Magnetic Fields, Stephen Merritt.
Me too. Sunburned is the album. Before that, we had 427, the artist with from their album Mavericks with, what is that?
Habanero.
Habanero, like the pepper.
It's the 427s, I think. That's, yeah.
427s. And I'm just going to say, 427, which is a big block Ford or Chevy, but in the sense of Maverick, they had a 302 small block, so I don't think you could get a 427 in a Maverick.
Well, I want to say that I'm looking at the packaging of this CD, and it's pretty cool.
It is cool. Actually, this
is all themed like Pulp Fiction-y kind of esque movie reels and all that kind of stuff. They did a good job for sure.
And before that, with a special Edison's song called Ink Hat. And they also have a very nice package with a beach theme. A couple of sort of instrumental surf rock.
Surf rock, yeah, for sure. We don't play surf rock very often, but when we do, we play two in a row.
That's just the way we roll here.
That's the way we roll. Hey, Ian, I forgot to mention at the top of the show. Monday this week, February 29th. Leap year, by the way,
right?
Was the deadline for submissions for this year's Radioactive Awards.
Oh, correct.
CFUZ. And this show being the show who's been voted the best music show for the last 2 years, we've submitted. And who knows?
Just who knows?
Let's cross your fingers for us.
You know, there's good music shows on.
That's
on
the Peach thing. City Radio. It's the biggest category because there's a lot of music shows on Peach City Radio, because people at Peach City Radio are passionate about music.
Yeah, like we got John, we got Tim, we got Larry, we got
JP, got. That's about it.
Okay, that's about it.
No, there's Suzanne.
Oh yeah,
Your better half.
My better half. There's music shows. There's good music shows.
That's right.
And we're just one of them. We're just humble guys.
That's right. We love good brand new music and old music and all kinds of music.
And we have something lined up here next. Some band called Moss Lime.
Moss Lime with a very highly touted release in late 2015 called Zoo de Québec. And we are going to hear the track Dreamboat. You're listening to Left Off the Dial on CFUZ, Peach City Radio, Penticton. She always wears her gum tight. Dentist can't be out of time. She's always showing cash. In a Negro's urban makeup, and the sweat, and she's showing time. Dream girl, dream girl, man, I'm gonna show my crest. Dream girl.
going to do something. Wonder what I'm going to do. Got to be clean and try to control my body. Is nobody else going to? I don't think twice when I do something nice, but I don't do things like that very much. 'Cause if you go around try to please everybody, it only becomes your crutch. Such determination that it's sick. I'd like to go the places they don't know how to get to, but I can't remember the trick. So I wait around and venomously crown myself serpent king of my sins. But if I go down, I'm not taking you with me. It's only myself in the end. Target to drop. And when it comes down, old man Moonraker Blazer, it's gonna be my name up on top. But what a dream, I look down for my friends in my town, only to find them all gone. I looked myself in the mirror and wondered, where could my dream have gone wrong?
Snap Eyes, all the way from Halifax, Nova Scotia. The tune is Stargazer. The album is Thought Rock Fish Scale. That's early release in 2016. And before that was Moss Lime with Dream Boat off of Zoo de Quebec.
Yes. I like the Nap Eyes quite a bit, actually. Yeah. I thought that was really good.
I like both of those tracks. Next up, we're gonna head south across the border, and we're gonna hear from Brooklyn, New York's Parquet Courts, because I just recently had the opportunity to see those fine fellows at the Rickshaw in Vancouver, and man, what a show that was!
And I understand you were crowd surfing.
I was not, but a very large number of people were. It was quite an energetic pit, let's put it that way. Which I had. I had a really good view of it because I, as an old person, hung out in the balcony.
Which is probably not a bad choice.
It was the safest place to be. I've never seen a mosh pit writhing as vigorously as that one was.
Wow.
And we also noticed an interesting phenomenon. I was with Dr. Tim Robichaud, and we noted that there were a lot of beer cans flying through the air.
That just seems dangerous to me.
Well, I don't know, like, you know, I've been in the pit before for very, you know, long time ago when I was a younger lad. I've been in the pit and, you know, you're accustomed to getting a boot in the back of the head occasionally from the crowd surfers or whatever, being shoved. But a beer can, I mean, that's a metal object.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
I saw James Hatfield.
Come on, kids.
From Metallica,
James Hetfield, yeah.
Yeah, he got hit in the head at a concert once with a can.
Yeah.
And he was amazing because it wasn't empty, I don't think.
Mm.
And he just kept playing, and then he got really mad.
Most artists do. The guitarist did get actually hit from parquet courts with a beer can, and he was pretty funny. Well, he was mad, but he handled it well. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
He offered to get that guy his beer back somehow. It was pretty well done. Anyways. Let's go back to Parquet Courts. We're anticipating a new release from them next week, so we'll get that to you as soon as we can. But we're going to go back to 2014 off of Sunbathing Animal. Here's Ducking and Dodging right here on Left Off the Dial.
Shame by words, empty anthems, cloaked in strange phrases. yours, stripes and bars? Is it yours? Stripes and bars, stripes and bars, stripes and bars. And are you sure? Stripes and bars to lock you in or camouflage you. Feel the sun, but cannot walk to. Hear the yoke, but cannot talk to. Trembling, coking, what you swore was stripes and bars. That's what they're for. You be ducky, ducky, can't go home no more.
Back, everyone. Daughter from the UK, song called No Care. Before that, Parquet Courts, ducking and dodging off their sunbathing animal. Next, we had promised earlier in the show that we were going to have an interview. We're going to have an interview that we recorded earlier with Sean Thompson from Towers.
We have a special treat for you today. We are talking to Sean Thompson, who is the brains behind the band Towers from Hamilton, Ontario. Sean, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
Did I call him Thompson?
So you just released your third album in 3 years, I believe?
Yes.
Wow, you're a busy guy.
Yeah, I'm always kind of making music, and then Kathleen and Mason, Mason of Music, is always, you know, willing to put out these albums, so I'm very happy that it's getting out there, you know?
That's great. I guess once it's in your blood, it's something you just keep doing, and as long as people love it, you keep doing it, right?
Yeah, it's been like a hobby. It's been like kind of like, I don't know, other people were playing sports or whatever. I was always doing that. It's always like, it's just what I do for fun. So it turns out, you know, good and enjoyable. So
yeah. Great album. I'm really enjoying the new album. Actually, all the albums have been really, really solid. Did you do anything different with this particular set of tracks than you've done in your past albums?
Well, they were made, I feel like it took a lot more time, even though I've kind of put out an album every year. Just like the songs, they were ideas for a long time, and I kept working on them and working on them and working on them, adding little things for a while. If you were like following me on SoundCloud, you would have like very basic versions of these songs. You would have heard them, you know, so they've been like, you know.
So it's been a work in progress for a long time, is what you're saying.
And I feel like before it was more like I'd work until a song is like done, or I'd feel like it's done, and then I'd put it away. And I'm like, okay, I have one down and I'll do this one. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's more, I feel like I just was able to put in more time in each song. And I feel like that kind of shows. I don't know.
Cool.
So, like for you, like the creative process, like what's the sort of the nucleus of a new song? Like, do you get like a beat or something that you really dig and you just kind of work with it?
Yeah, I try not to like mix on the go. I always try to like have kind of basic patterns worked out, and I feel like the way that like a band will like demo a song, I work in Ableton, so there's like clips and streams, and like there's a lot of like it's a rudimentary song at first, and then I'll record it, and then that's when I go in and I'll chop it up, and that's when it gets like, I feel like it's more, it doesn't really sound good until I go in and I you know, rearrange how it is, like how it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And for like when you're in your studio, like what kind of gear are you using? Do you have like a modular synthesizer and a bunch of stuff, or are you doing a lot of this on the computer?
I try to, everything is in the box. It's not even like I don't really have any gear as of right now. I'd love to, and I always try to, I'm on the internet, you know, getting, you know, people post on, you know, groups on Reddit or whatever I'm on. So I'll record like, oh, I have this gear, and I put up like, you know, however many, you know, samples of me just doing a C note, like, there you go. So it, like, they are the sounds that I'm using. They are from analog gear. So, but everything is kind of in the box with Ableton and on my MacBook, you know?
Cool. Yeah, because it's amazing what, like, actually there's one of the tracks I was listening to, and it's like the drums, it was like really, like the starting track of the album, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got some amazing percussion sounds in it. Really good. What are your plans for the rest of the year now that the album's released?
I don't have any shows planned as for now. I'm always just kind of working on new music as I kind of go throughout the year. It's almost like a stress relief kind of thing for me. That's how it works out. What I'm thinking of doing is I'm really into like a lot of the music. I listen to a lot of rap music, obviously. I make hip hop music, but like I don't really have a lot of songs with actual rappers or vocalists or even singers, other than the song that's on the new album with Motem, who's a Hamilton, kind of Hamilton legend. It's pretty weird, but it's good for sure. So I'm thinking of doing something like that, like having more rappers on my beats, or you know what I mean? Like being like a producer, like in that sense, you know what I'm saying?
Cool. And I'm just curious, does having a label help you arrange that? Or like, I'm curious to know, how did your relationship with Maisonneuve develop? Did you go to them? Did they find you out? Or how does that all work?
Oh, well, I've known them. I've known Kathleen since I was in high school. I did an internship at Cather North Recording Studio in Hamilton. I guess they're like, they'd be 100% known for, oh, no, I don't want to be, you know what I mean? Their big thing in the past, what a lot of people go for is like the Dallas Green, City in Color. He recorded the second album there. Mm-hmm. And you know, so they have that, it's in a church, so it has that big, like, you know, classic,
right,
acoustic sound. And it's a great studio. I did my internship there. I was like, you know, 17 years old, and they took me in, and I learned a lot. And then I met Michael there, who is an engineer. Mm-hmm. And then Kathleen is his partner, so that's when I met them. And then I kind of didn't talk to them. I went to school and this and that, so I didn't speak to them for a while. And then Kathleen sent me an email when I was making music. Like, this was like 3 or 4. This was before any of the official albums, you know. And she was just like, sorry about that. And she was just like, oh, you know, wow, Sean, you know, blah blah blah. I see the Towers thing you're doing. It's like sounding really good, you know. Like, and I'm just kind of like, you know, I was like really lazy, like posting it on Bandcamp and SoundCloud, like free download, and it like, wasn't mastered, so it like kind of sounded shitty, but like, you know, the songs were good,
right.
You know?
Yeah, right. So it all starts with an email, right? I mean, that's...
Exactly, yeah, that's literally, that was it. And then, you know, I would go over there more regular, and then, yeah, it's really turned into quite a good friendship.
Well, that's great. Sean, did you have anything else you want to ask you? Oh, no, it's good.
You know, you're from Hamilton. What's the sort of musical landscape in Hamilton like?
I love Hamilton. It's kind of has like a, well, it had a bad rap. Now it has like a better rap. It's like the, you know, what is all the articles call it? Like the little Brooklyn of Canada? I don't know. Whatever the hell that means. Anyways, it I get it, though.
I used to spend some time with Hamilton, so I know what you're talking about.
Like, you know what I mean? But that's what everyone's saying now. But it's beautiful. I love it. I love downtown and James Street, and that's where I, like, you know, kind of got my start, and I'm still there. I'm not like, it's not like I've grown out of it. Like, I'm still there.
You know? Is the music scene supportive of you in Hamilton? Like, do you have a lot of shows in Hamilton? Do you have a lot of fans and people wanting to buy your records there?
Yeah, it's like a really supportive community with all the DJs. Remember, I'm doing like I said at the Baltimore House or wherever, the supporting acts are always, you know, up with me or whatever, and they're like, oh, what's this song you're playing? What are you doing here? This and that, like, you know, so. And then, like, we're, you know, it's very, like, it's not, like, competitive or anything, you know? Like, it's very,
it's
like
community.
A family kind of thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, maybe if you could suggest one of your tracks off your latest album, then we'll... let you get to bed, because I think it's kind of late there.
But we'll spin it up, and we'll let our listeners hear another track from Towers 3.
Yeah, for sure. The track that I love the most, and I just want to, you know, make sure it gets played or whatever, is The Bluffs. It's this track that starts off the album, and I just love the drums on it, and the way, like, I don't want to even, like, it just, I just really enjoy that song.
Great.
So, yeah.
Well, let's play it. All right, Sean Thompson, thanks so much for spending some time with us tonight. And we'll talk to you again maybe when you release Towers 4.
Yeah, just keep us posted.
Sure.
Keep us posted on your career.
And I'll share this. Cheers.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
See you. Good night.
Good night.
All right. All right, listeners, that was our interview with Towers. Thanks for listening to another episode of Radio, Peach City Radio, Left Off the Dial. And we're going to close things off with a Courtney Barnett song, mm-hmm. which I can't get enough Courtney Barnett.
I just picked this album up myself.
Small Poppies is the song. But before we get to that, if you're listening to Left Off the Dial and you're thinking, hey, these guys are great, or maybe these guys aren't great.
Maybe they suck.
Maybe they do suck. But, you know, let us know.
It's your opinion.
It's your opinion.
You're entitled to it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and if you want to share your opinion with us, send us an email. Yeah. leftoffthedial@peachcityradio.org. Facebook, Twitter. Tell us what you think.
And we'd love to hear from you. If you have tracks that you'd like us to play, if they fit into sort of our format of our show, send us an email.
You want to donate some money.
If you know, really consider supporting Peach City Radio. The studio is painted. The floors are in. Equipment will be purchased very soon. And, you know, we're going to get this thing going. Be a part of it. The Raise the Radio campaign ends on March 31st. If you're not in, if you haven't participated by then, your chance is over.
There's shirts. There's
yeah.
lots of stuff left.
We're going to burn everything left over. So they'll become limited edition, right?
All right.
Here's let's end the show here with Small Poppies by Courtney Barnett off her album Sometimes I Sit and Think, Sometimes I Just Sit. It's been a great show. We'll catch you next week. Shades of green, slashing it.